mandale predele kata ya sandale keketetetete ya shandala pata lazo brede elagege dede andalika kate ya shandale pradoko sototo landele dede japandele sapranda la kakandale tete ya sande ede brega doloja de endele kata araza le bredele kate endalenda de ya shata kandate lende te ya sande arede elepa kandale kosoto brande lende dede ya shada akakande tete ya sande alia kandele saprando loko konde lete tia shanda kayande. I give you all the glory, I give you all the honor, O God. You're worth of all the praise, you're worthy, O God. Laka sandele kreteli anda laka kande asate, above you there is no other, O God. Lejate prandele kata ayasate kende tete lende dia sande elaprato kosoto londa lege gende dia shanda katete. I give you all the glory, I give you all the honor, O God. Lesote ejaketa lepra konda lenda dia sande arapa papa papa pa ya sate yende lepra konda lika dia shande lepanda lia sate leke kenda rodo dosete ele kanda lika kanda ya sate te jata pande lenda tia kanda tia sande. I take this time to invite someone to this platform. Mande ele kakata ya sanda kande tetia sande jete ele prando lokoto lebando le sakrade leke kenda le tetia janda manda alebra gode ele sate enda kalapapai mende elezo jedele katapaya ndele krandali kasoto la babababa ya sate kenda erete ejeke kenda lo sepete kianda aleza le gradele kenda linga kondo yosate manda kapapapa ya sate edede yada la jede bradole konde le sata kaya ndetetia sanda. I glorify your name, I magnify your name, O God. La soto toja de asanda kalinde de asanda la kokonda leka kande asande. I pray wherever you are. Mande zoja brata kalinde titi asande ele soto konda likrande like kende ti andaka yasande. I stir up the atmosphere, I stir up the atmosphere. Meleze de lekanda araba baba 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 kande ele zoje brande like kende titi asanda kanda. I glorify your name, I exalt you, O God. Makoto soto londa rede de asata kande ele sata tianda la kakande tiasanda aleke kenda li asate. We pray for the anointing, we pray for the anointing to invade this place. Mazoje lege genda le krakatu asande leteti manda la panda leke kende lenda di asondo koja dale bi asanda arada di yeke kenda linda rosoto koja ye kakanda tetete. Raise your voices, raise your voices. Meko saleka landa ramandele keke kende asande jata tata talite tianda linga kenda linde rede de akakande linde nende de asande likrande li shede kiasonda arada baba 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 jata tetete lenda rika tosu tukunda akeleze deje de branda likakanda lakakande tetete asande yesa toja telekande mande elegege de asanda libranda lakakande yeso tokoya de. Share the link with someone, share the link with your friend, share the link with that relative of yours. Mende elekranda likakenda share the link with your coworker. Mazoleke ede beledi asanda likranda lapapanda loje kete kepanda razo toto tetelende tikanda landa de asanda kayande lezo japa papa pakande ata lakakande letetianda mende telesa tetianda kande tetiasanda kaletetianda akeleja dele sopranda like kianda radi asanda. We thank you, God, for you inhabit the praises of your people. Meko sota linda, we praise your name, we praise your name, O God, almighty God. Lezo jele pranda lika di asata kata bayande leso totu ajana kanda kande. Invite someone, invite someone wherever you are. Makaleze belete kanda le bradoloza de arete tinga kanda landa ti asande le krete le kata jato prande lenga kanda lezo de jati kianda alezo branda leke kenda landa ti asate kenda le kanda rosa je pradele kanda aresa to kunda leke kenda ti asande ye kande leze bredele kada di ashanda kande asate kianda. I thank you, Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Makoto tali sande le da dia sanda ale kekede le da dia sanda kalede de dia sande. May you increase, God, as I decrease. Meleje de dele krandali kakanda la kakasate. Guide me, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I share your word. Melezo brage dalia shanda karate le soda. Alinga kenda le se prende linga kanda yande le gegeda yesha brande. Oza le kekenda linda dia sata kanda ti anda kayande. May I not speak of myself, but may I speak inspired words that come from you, God. La kakasata ti anda. Tame my mouth. Take over, oh Holy Spirit, take over, oh Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to thank the Lord for this time that he has given us. I just want to give him all the glory, give him all the honor for such a time as this. Also, I just want to thank the apostle, for Apostle Michael, for giving me this time to minister the word of the Lord with you in such a powerful conference, and also being the curtain raiser, being the first person to minister in this particular conference. I also want to thank my wife for all the support, for everything, really. In Jesus' name, we welcome you. This is Barnabas from Exalted Christ Church. I am based in Cape Town, and welcome to Greater Works 2023. Okay, to begin with, this year's conference is based on the scripture in Jude 1 verse 20, which says, but you, beloved, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. If we read in the Amplified Version, it says, but you, O beloved, build up yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith, continually progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Spirit. So our conference is dubbed Rising Like an Edifice. I will just pray once more before we commence our discussion today. Father, I thank you for you have set apart this time for your children to hear your word. You have set apart this time to share your mind with your people, oh God. Father, I thank you for this is the time and this is the season where you are going to be showing your manifestation, where you are going to be demonstrating who you are, where you are going to be building us up as we are in the last days. Father, I thank you. May I be your mouthpiece tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I would like to thank you once again for being part of this great conference. I believe that God is here and he is ready to empower us and to move us to the next level of our walk with him. So I'm going to read again Jude 20. It says, but you, beloved, build up yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith, continually progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. So when we look at the scripture above, it speaks of a progressive life of a believer. It says continually progress, and then it speaks of rising higher and higher, rising like an edifice. When you look at an edifice, it is a tall, imposing structure. And when one looks at an edifice, let's say, for example, the Burj Khalifa building, which is in the UAE, they never look down upon it. It is always up. So an edifice is something that is a tall, tall structure, which is seen by the way it is always so high. So I just want to pose a question for you. As a believer, you've been a Christian, I don't know for how many number of years. Do you sometimes feel looked down upon? Do you sometimes maybe feel hopeless you find yourself in a position where there is nothing, where you feel that there is nothing that you can do about your situation. Or maybe it is a disease that has been leaving you in shambles. Or maybe it's one thing or the other. I'm here to remind you that Jude 20 here is telling us to be always continually building up ourselves so that we can rise above all these situations that we encounter in life. I remember that there is a scripture in the Bible that says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I, the Lord, raise the standard against it. So in this, when you look even at that scripture, you find that there is need to rise above, to rise to a certain level, because there are certain situations that do not need us to be, to remain at the same level, but you need to rise to the occasion. So you can't deal with a 5 kg problem using a 3 kg worth of mass. I'm just giving an example here. So I'm just going to extract some thoughts that I spoke out to me when reading this particular scripture. So number one is that we have a responsibility to build up ourselves. In case I didn't mention, my title today is Building Up Yourselves, or Building Up Ourselves, or Building Up Myself. So I want you to take this personally and just take an introspect on your own Christian walk, on your own life. That have you been struggling with the same thing over and over, over the past 10 years of your Christian walk, over the past 20 years, or whenever that you gave your life to Christ? So number one, I want us to understand that we have a responsibility to build up ourselves. I'll say that again. We have a responsibility to build up ourselves. I'm going to read from the book of Corinthians, of the 1 Corinthians 3, from verse, I'll just read verse 2, but you can read the full scripture at your own time. This is Paul speaking to the Corinthians. He says, I feed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not yet strong enough to be ready for the solid food. But even yet, you're not strong enough to be ready for it. So it speaks, it's Paul here suggesting that you need to progressively or continually grow as a believer so that you can mature into deeper things of God. Amen. So we find that it is our responsibility to build up ourselves. So I encourage you today, it is not okay for you to remain at the place that you are. It is not okay for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be tongue speaking, and yet you suffer with from the same issues day in, day out, or you still suffer from the same issues that you're suffering from when you gave your life to Christ. It is not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to build yourselves up, and it is your responsibility, it is my responsibility to ensure that I grow as a Christian. Amen. Right. So the second thought that I would want to extract from Jude 20 is that it says, but you, beloved, build up yourselves upon the foundation of your most holy faith. So I just want us to realize that we have to build ourselves on the foundation. And what is that foundation? The foundation is Christ. Jesus is the foundation. So number one, I've said, you have the responsibility to build up yourself. And number two, you have to build up yourself on the foundation that is Jesus Christ. I'm just going to read some supporting scriptures to buttress this point. First, Corinthians 3, verse 10 to 11. I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. It says, God has given me unique gifts as a skilled master builder who lays a good foundation. Afterward, another craftsman comes and builds it. So builders, be aware. Let every builder do his work carefully. So you do your work carefully as you're building yourself according to God's standards. For no one is empowered to lay an alternative foundation other than the good foundation that exists, that is Jesus Christ. I'm going to read that again, the last part. For no one is empowered to lay an alternative foundation
other than the good foundation that exists, which is Jesus Christ. So you find, you see that this scripture is telling us that the foundation is Jesus. You are building up yourself, but the foundation is what? Is Jesus. It is this revelation of Jesus as the Christ. It is the revelation that Jesus came to die for your sins. It is the revelation that says that I am healed. It is the revelation that says I have the mind of Christ. It is the revelation that says by his stripes I am healed. It is that revelation that you're supposed to be building up yourself. It is that revelation that you're supposed to be even taming your mouth as you speak. You are supposed to be speaking, building upon that foundation that is Jesus Christ. So I always hear this point that says we are working, we stand upon the finished works of Christ. That is the foundation that I'm talking to you about. That is the foundation that we have to build ourselves upon, the foundation of Christ Jesus, who came to seek and save that those who are lost, who came so that he can become sin, so that we can have our freedom. He's the one who says, when he has set you free, he has set you free indeed. So why then do we suffer from the things that we are not even supposed to be suffering from? Because when you receive the freedom from Christ, you are free indeed. That's what the word says. Right. So now the third point that I want to bring across to you is that how we then build ourselves upon this foundation that is Christ. So, recap. Number one, you have the responsibility to build yourself. Two, we have to build ourselves on the foundation that is Christ Jesus in the revelation that he brought us. Lastly, to build ourselves, I want you to just read again from Jude 20. It says, but you, beloved, build up yourself upon the foundation of your most holy faith, continually making progress, rising like an edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. So we have the answer here on how we can build ourselves. That is by praying in the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have by praying the Holy Spirit, we are partnering with the Holy Spirit. We are, so when I talk about this partnership, I'm not talking about maybe a business partnership where it's 50-50 or where it's 20-80%. No. In this particular partnership that I'm talking about, it is a partnership where you yield yourself to him, where you yield to the person of the Holy Spirit. You get it? We have to yield yourself to the person of the Holy Spirit. That is how the kingdom of God works. If we look at John 5 verse 1-19, you'll find the story of the man was healed at the pool of Bethesda, where Jesus healed this man who had been sick for 38 years. But I'm just going to read from verse 19 of chapter 5 of John in the NIV version. I just want you to understand how this partnership works. Right, so Jesus gave them this answer. So the Jewish leaders that were there at that time were now questioning the authority of Jesus, why he would be healing someone on the Sabbath, which was not allowed according to Jewish laws. And this is what Jesus says to them. He says, Jesus gave them this answer. Verily, truly I say to you, the Son cannot do anything by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. So you see, the type of partnership is that God, Jesus here on earth, he would yield himself to what you would see God doing. He would yield himself even to the Holy Spirit, because you find that even when he soon after his baptism, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So you see, the kingdom works by yielding. That's how we grow. We grow by humbling ourselves. You see, even the scripture says, "Humble yourself and he will lift you up." So I just want to also read from John 16, verse 13, from the Amplified Classic Version. It also says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth," so we're speaking about the Holy Spirit here, "the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into the truth, the whole truth, the full truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come." You see, that is how we partner. The Holy Spirit here is also receiving from the Father. That is the kind of partnership that is there. So it behooves us that we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, or to the move of the Holy Spirit, by praying in the Holy Spirit. So how do we partner with him? Right, I took a look at the book of Joel 2, verse 18. It says, "Rend your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love. He relents from sending calamity." So it's talking about rending your hearts and not your garments. The condition of your heart matters when you are yielding to the Holy Spirit. If we further read in Psalms 51, verse 17, it says, "My sacrifice, O God," this is David, "is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, O God, will not despise." So that's how we then yield to the Holy Spirit. It requires to remove ourselves from the equation and allow him to fill us up. Allow him to fill you up. That's how you build yourself up. So let's also read from the book of Romans 12, verse 1. It says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." So when we want to grow, when we want to progress in our walk as believers, we need to yield ourselves. We need to present our bodies to God, to yield ourselves, to take ourselves out of the equation and say, "Lord, I am unable to do this on my own, but you are the one who gives the power to overcome, be it sickness, to overcome, be it a financial issue." So the condition of that heart, it matters. We have to let the person of the Spirit to take charge over our lives. You may be asking, how do I then yield to the person of the Holy Spirit? How do I yield to the Holy Spirit? From my experience so far, what I've realized is, when we praise and when we worship him, we set the right atmosphere for him to take over. He becomes the center of everything that we're doing when we praise and worship him. And it becomes a conducive environment for him to take over and us to yield. And when we look at the book of Psalms 22, verse 3, it says, and thou art holy, thou dwellest amid the praises of Israel. He inhabits the praises of Israel. It also says in the book of John 12, verse 32, that if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto thee. So you find when he is lifted, when he is made the center, it then enables him to invade us. He doesn't just come on his own volition. We invite him in through our praising, through our worshiping. That is how we yield to the person of the Holy Spirit. So you then ask, what then happens when we yield? But when we yield, we allow him to take charge over our affairs. If we look at the Pentecost experience in the book of Acts 2, verse 4, it says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance." See, in this instance, the Holy Spirit gave utterance to the believers when they had yielded, when they had set an expectation. They were in one accord, praying and waiting for the for that promise that they had been given by the Lord Jesus. If we look at the book of Romans 8, verse 26, it says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings that are too deep for words." So you find that we ourselves are unable to pray properly, are unable to even grow ourselves, to build up ourselves. That is why we then need to be in partnership with the Holy Spirit. That is why we need the Holy Spirit to take charge, because he then helps us to pray. He helps us, he frames the right words to say. And I love when it says in the book of Corinthians, it says, when we speak in tongues, we speak directly to God. You know, and that is just amazing, because as we are praying in the Holy Ghost, as we are yielding to him, we are building a relationship. We're building, well, we're having koinonia. That is one a Greek word for it. When we're fellowshipping, when we're yielding to him, we then gain. That's how we become stronger and stronger. That's how we then become people of authority over every situation in our lives, because we have built ourselves up. We have become an edifice in the spirit realm. I remember there was a time with the disciples when they could not cast out a demon. And Jesus said that this kind cannot go but by prayer and fasting. This shows that there are levels to the authority that you can actually impose or wield. And that level of authority is gained by that relationship that you have with the Holy Spirit. By how much you have built up yourself, by how much you have yielded yourself to the Holy Spirit in partnership with him, so that he then builds you up. He then makes you arise like an edifice. So I encourage you today to have that relationship with Christ, to have that relationship with the Holy Spirit, to yield yourselves up so that you can gain authority over all the situations of your life, so that you can rise like a tower over every issue in your life. I invite you to just pray with me this evening. I feel that the Holy Spirit is right here in this place. Kelezo lekanda arapatalia dalia sande. Japrande eleko tokole sata kalende. Rebede jadabale kande eleprokanda lakasati. Jata atalike kendelenda raprakato. Lezede eja lapranda linga kanda alokoso totu ajanda. Labrade edekenda loko kunda lisata ayanda ligege. Lebronde ejakata aleke kende lenda taya sande. Refuse to remain at the same level. Mando oko kosa lepranda leke kende kianda. Set that atmosphere. Mekando razalaka tete tianda landadi. By speaking in tongues. Makatozo lepranda likata. Jabande elende de kelando rosa prade. Alaba bababa ya shanda kande tete leke kenda. Razo lepranda leka kanda tianda laka kande. Jete pelando rosa. Go goes a leke kenda alaba baba baya sande kende telanda rade ejete grana lakakanda leke kenda landa dia sande leze jeta tete. Build up yourself wherever you are. Manga kanda tianda lakate. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Mande lebra gande lete dia sanda kanda te eleke kenda lenda daya sata tianga kanda te lezo jega ganda kande tete tia sanda manga kanda de dia sanda.
Shanda. If you read in the book of Ephesians 6 verse 18, it says praying at all times in the spirit. Mekando lezadaya shanga, at all times in the spirit. You may be facing a court case wherever you are. Mande elezo ligradilia sanda kande dia sanda. Akete andalaka kandele dia sanda. I assure you that when you build yourself up, mande kelesetete akanda, you will rise above that situation. You will rise above that disease. Megedela kataparende le kasote ejete le kanda la parakata. Rosso tokonde le tete andalakata. Lazo bregede ajadaba leke kenda lenda rakata kapa. Rosso tokonde lenda daya shande yeke keda de leso tokonda la ba 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 ya shande legege arade le kanda le kranda le ya shande arade be jegande elega gande le tado ya sate aleke kenda lenda daya shanda kande ti ya shanda. I pray wherever you are, mande eza lega ganda jaba ba 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 ya sata kande le sata kanda telende de de ya shande lende de. Refuse to remain at the same level in your spiritual walk. Refuse to remain at the same level. Makata ya sanda kande tete ya sanda. Say, Lord, I am here. I am yielded to you, O God. Laza dele dede de ya sanda kande te anda kali adarande. Reze de jabanda lika kanda le tete kata. Rapa panda lande dede de ya shanda kande. Rezo lega de ede bande lika kondo lo satalia kanda. Rata shande. Yepe pepe pe kata yando loko soto runda. Rada ba 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 ba. I say, Lord, I refuse to remain at the same level during this Greater Works Conference. Makanda le setete asanda. Say, Lord, I understand that you are the Jesus is the foundation. Makati asanda tetete. Le de 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 kanda la sata kalende de 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 de. Reza de le kanda kanda ti asanda. Father, I understand that I have the responsibility. Makata talanda de to grow. Melezo jale kataya. Mandele kredele satatia kanda. Radaba ya katoko ye setekenda. Alapapa katoko setelianda. Ayege genda lika kanda la sande le brene. Arada ya shate kende tia sakati. Leza te kende tia kanda. Refuse to remain at the same level. Mande kenda la lede keza la kanda. Rade de de de. Jebe bebe anda la kanda de kasoto. Rada da da de ya sata kanda telende tia sande. Manda kalande ya kasate kianda. Say enough is enough. Mande kelende kia sanda kayande de. Lazada kande kianda kaliete kianda kayande ke sadaka. Ala kande lede de asanda kalede de asanda kanda. Rozo brege de asanda kalete tianda kayande. Reza te jada kanda tia sanda. Mande kende tia sada kanda ti. The answer to the end of those nightmares that you are having every single day. Malakande is building yourself up. Mandelezo je ekande elebranda kaya sande. Redede lekato oja katayande kende tia sanda. Lado ja pratata. You are rising like an edifice. You're rising. Mandele kataya sande kende tia sanda. Mandala kakanda lete tia shanda kande. Legebede lekraso tukunda landa de. Reze de je dadada de. Halapamba panga kanda tianda lakakande. Reze de jade edabala kanda loko kosa. Yede bebe ashanda kalende rende. Roba ba 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 ya sati kindalanda de. I choose to partner with the Holy Spirit tonight. Laga dele sata kanda kanda tia sanda. You partner by yielding yourself to him. Aleza dele kranda leke kenda ya sata tia kanda. Loja de brekata da de asanda. You cannot do it by your own might, for it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by the spirit of the love of the living God. Mandele krozale jada da de asanda kandete ti asande lezo jata tayanda kandate. To experience that life of fruitfulness, manda kaliso tukunda lakakanda, you need to build yourself up. You need to build yourself up. Mande ke lazo jale ke kenda arede elezo lakada ya jede de asanda. Mande ke leso te kunda landa de re de ki asanda kalike kende lenda randa jate te asanda kandati ya kalande de lezo jate kranda kalende de. To end that cycle of rejection, makosa le kandalia kandaria soto araba baba yesete kenda la kakandati. You have to build yourself up menda loso to kondadi on the foundation that is Jesus Christ. Makoto loso ndokolanda dadi mende elozo to tuyanda kalande de to bring an end to that delay. Mekoza la yeke lende krando losate ajale ebele kanda landa kaya sande erede de epoka tayande leke kenda landa rande rezo jada la baba 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 ya kande yeke gede kenda dadi de asate kele kaka de asunde lebrade ejaka kanda leke kende leke de mando sota leke ngete linda randa da manda kasate tete anda lesoto koza dadi de la kakanda linde tete asanda kanda tiaka. Refuse to be without authority over your life. Mande ezalika tayanda leke kenda kayande. For you shall declare a thing and it will surely come to pass. Manda kapapa rate kende telende teke anda latati erebe bebebe kosoto kolande le kranda ajada de kada bande alipa panda laka kanda kasoto koja alipe penda laka kanda kosoto le dere granda leke kesanda kanda te mende kenda landa de asanda kanda te akanda lande re de asanda kanda kaya ajata papa mande le kranda kale sete tianda kande leze je ponda arapa panda leke kende tete kianda nande de asanda la prende kete tete asanda kanda tianda kayande leze de asanda kalite rede bande le kanda tete asanda kanda te alapa resoto tokonda kanda te. I feel that there's someone who is in need of healing in the name of Jesus. Kaleso orobe de le kanda kayasa Satakada kayande lesato brande leke kenda kayanda that neck pain is healed in Jesus' name. Makote lesatakande leze benda lekatakayaso tokore lebando rokoto kojadadaya la papanda leke kende leza brande ledede okopaye yezede ejabaleke yele kende telando rosso branda leke kenda anda katatia satapalande erede ejapapaka toko sono le grande leba de yozale brage de le kataka yande rezoto jada dia sadaka. Yield to the atmosphere, yield to the atmosphere. Mando koza le kata alapranda lakande lesoto to jada dia sadaka yande lesoto to yanda kalanda dia sande. For our weapons of warfare are not carnal, manda kaya sate tia sada, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Manda kanda tia sada de dia sande lebre de dia shada kande tete tia sanda manda kata tia sada de leza jebra na kaliende tete kianda kayande ala baba ya sate kende lekonde lesa prana likata ajata papanda leke kende tia sanda kande leze de ele bando rakata tata ya sanda kande ele de bende de ya shata kali rozo brigada anakala kakanda tia sate elete tete lete kianda lande araba bako sonde lende dia shanda. In the name of Jesus, makoto losoto kuyanda leze bregado orete enalanga kandati asande yetete anata kandati asanda kande leze deja dabali kenda langa kandati asande ale de ashanda ligre de asanda makoto lozata tianda kande kiasanda. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you for it is done for your children. Father, I thank you for it is done. I thank you for that disease. It has been eradicated in the name of Jesus. For we are standing on the finished works of Calvary. Manda kalia sata kanda tia sande. Mende le grede de asanda kanda tia sande. Le de ashanda kanda kianda. Father, I thank you for you have already raised the standard against whatever the enemy is doing. Mele da rabanda ya sata kanda tianda. Rode de ashate edekelanda radaya satekina lozo banda leka kanda landa de ashanda erede bele kranda liko kosoto tuyanda manda leze bede de ashanda kanda tiyanda. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it is done. Amen, saints, amen. We have come to the end of our session tonight, and I just want to have a small recap on what we discussed tonight.
We're speaking on building yourselves up in the Holy Spirit, building up yourselves. Ah, malekandele soto koja da baleka takayade. We came to realize that we have the responsibility to build ourselves up. The responsibility is upon us, so we need to take action. Number two, we have to build ourselves on the foundation that is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That is the foundation that we are building ourselves upon. Number three, we have to partner with the Holy Spirit by yielding to Him. Saints, I thank you for joining us for tonight. We will be on again tomorrow. Invite someone. I assure you, their life will never be the same again. Your life will not be the same again. I have so many testimonies from the previous Greater Works Conference sessions that we've had before. And I believe that you can have your own testimony in this year, this 2023 session. Thank you so much for joining. If you'd like to contact us, our contact details are below, or they're somewhere on the screen, which we'll share with you. Feel free to reach out to us, and we can just discuss, we can just talk. I thank you so much for joining us tonight. You have a blessed evening.